Hey everybody, this is That Passport Guy with the first installment of That Passport Guy, the podcast. I want to thank everybody for coming through. Whoever wants to come through, I appreciate it. Thank you. Tell your friends or tell anyone that likes to travel about That Passport Guy, where I will be giving information, important information as far as filling out. And for those first timers that don't know how to fill out, doesn't matter how old you are, just come and show some love here with That Passport Guy. And I'll give you the details on what you gotta do as far as passport's concerned. Now, what's I gonna say? This episode, we're gonna be getting into the details, like just the basics of what you need in order to get a passport. Well, first you gotta set up an appointment. So to get an appointment, you have to go to USPS.com/passports. Again, that's USPS.com/passports. You can only do an appointment online. Now, you want to take a chance and walk in, you can take a chance and walk in, but odds are they might not take you, depending on what post office you go to and how nice they are. But let's, you know, that's the first step. So you also want to, you know, when you get a passport, not when you get a passport, because you need the form. And there's two different types of forms. There's the DS-11 form. They're these yellow looking, yellowish looking forms. And you'll see at the bottom, the lower right hand corner, it'll say DS-11. Those forms are for first timers, and they are for minors to adults. Now I'm gonna explain a little bit why I said that, but it's for minors to adults. Anyone that is, you know, 16 under, you know, they need to have two parents. You need two parents if you're not 16 under, but if you're under 16, you know, gotta be 15 or below, you bring two parents. You need that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, but there's other options for that as well, which I will get into it at another episode. Like I said, I'm just telling you the basics. So just bring the two parents. And if you're 16 and 17, you could bring one parent. And if you're 18 and you're a first timer or over, then you could come by yourself. You know, don't be ashamed if you're a certain age and you're going to get a passport. Look, I was 42 when I got my own passport. So, you know, there's no minimum, maximum type of age when it comes to getting a passport. No shame. Life happens, you know. You can travel at any time. It's never too late to travel. So, let's get to the other form called the DS-82. It's a blue form. Those are for the adults' renewals and adult renewals only. Now, when I say in the DS-11, when I say minor to adults, don't come in at 18 or don't come in at 21, whatever, and you have a blue form. It's not going to fly. They're not gonna take you. They're gonna reject you. They're gonna send you a letter if you do send it out, and they're gonna tell you to fill out the DS-11 form, because in order for you to be eligible to fill out the DS-82 for a renewal, you need to have your 10-year passport. In order to have that, you need the 10-year passport. You know, if you have the 5-year passport, that means you was a minor prior, and you still have to fill out the DS-11. So now we got that out of the way, squared out. So the prices for the passports for an adult, for adult renewal, if you're doing the DS-82, it's $110. Everything else is extra. Like, you want to send the postage out, you send a priority, that's $735. All right, you want to send it certified with it, that's an extra $350. If you need pictures, you could go to your local post office, get a picture there. You could go to CVS, which I kind of won't suggest. And you could go to Walgreens or maybe a Costco. Costco is the cheapest. They'll give you 4 pictures, and I think they charge you only $5, where everybody else charges $15. But the quality is all about the quality of the picture too. Because they will turn you down if the quality sucks. You know, because if it doesn't, that's it. It's a wrap. So I had to get that in. So yeah, don't do that. So basically, as far as the DS11, those are ones you need to schedule an appointment for. No, like I said, if you're an adult, you're coming by yourself, you need to bring these with you. You need to bring your original birth certificate. Or if you're born out of the country, bring your certificate of naturalization. Bring the original. Don't bring a copy. You bring a copy, you will get turned down. Now, for a child, it's the same thing. You bring the birth certificate. In rare cases, if they have a certificate of naturalization, have them bring that too. And the parent, you need to bring your IDs, your driver's license. Have to be valid. It has to be a valid license. If it's not valid, again, it's a wrap. Not gonna happen, you know? So bring that, or you could bring in a passport of your own. That could be a secondary form of ID. You could also bring it, even if you're like, you have a passport from Honduras or El Salvador or something, or Mexico. You could use that as a form of ID for your child or for yourself as well. But you need it. Everything has to be valid, and it has to be, you know, up to date. Because if it's not up to date, they're not going to take you. That's it. So you need that. And don't worry about giving in your birth certificate. It's fine. Don't worry. It's in good hands with the Department of State. They will make sure that it's getting sent back to you. But it's mandatory that as first timers, you need that. They need the original birth certificates. Don't come in with a copy. They're going to show the raised seal. There's the raised seal on that birth certificate, depending on your age. And if it's not there, that's it. So, those are the basics, basically. You know, like I said, it's 110 for the renewals, you know, for an adult. And when you do the new ones, the DS11, for a child up to 15, it's $80. Plus, you got to pay an application fee of $35. And for an adult, it's $110. And anything above, anything, you know, like I said, adult, $110 plus the $35 application fee. So, and if you need to expedite, again, I'm going to explain all that in another episode as far as expedite is concerned. So that's like a little story itself, but I'm just giving you the basics on how to do it. And it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks to get your passport. Now, you get two things in the mail. You'll get a brown envelope that says Department of State. When you get that brown envelope, that'll be your birth certificate. And then you get a small priority envelope, that would be your passport. Whether you get a passport book or a passport card. Now, you could apply for both. Now, for the passport card, it's $15 for a child, and for an adult, it is $30. So you could get a book and a card. What a card is for, basically, passport card is if you ever want to travel into Mexico or into Canada, anything other than air. You could do land, sea, you know, do a little road trip or a cruise or whatnot. You can have a passport card. And if anything that deals with flying, you need the book. So, and also the passport card is a good form of ID. You know, it's $15, you know, for your kid. Not bad. That's another form of ID. You know, kids need IDs these days, you know. But there's other stuff that I could get into as far as, you know, the card is concerned. If you have an enhanced license, it's considered a passport card. So if you do have an enhanced license, you don't need a passport card, you know, but you do need a book. because you need to travel. So, you know, if you want to travel overseas or anything like that, or by plane, yeah, you know, you're gonna need that. So other than that, this is probably gonna end my show for the first time. You know, a little nervous, a little all over the place, but I hope you took your notes down. I did talk a little slow enough to tell ya, but you know, just letting you know the basics. You know, I'm gonna get to some other things. Probably next episode, I'll get into the whole expedite. If I don't get into the expedite, I might just get into the DS11 and how to fill it, because not a lot of people know how to fill it. And I'll just break it down on how, what needs to be filled out and everything. And just, you know, and then we'll just take it from there, you know, do the DS82. Then there's other forms where, like, the both parents doesn't have to be there, but there's a form that you could use to fill that out. Or if you lost your passport, there's a lost or stolen form to fill out. But again, I'm gonna go through step by step on how to fill it out for you guys, and that'll be in the upcoming episodes. Now, if you have questions for me, feel free to email me at triplehsd@yahoo.com. That's triplehsd@yahoo.com, and hit me up with a question, and I'll put in a, you know, I'll put in the episode, you know. So show your love and whatnot, you know. You want the questions answered, I got them. So feel free to hit me up, and I want to appreciate and thank you all for coming through to my first podcast. And hopefully what I said tonight, it was very informative. And until then, again, this is a weekly podcast, which I didn't tell you. It's a weekly podcast. So you'll get the next episode by next week. So spread the word. Let people know about this. I'm sure there's probably not a podcast out there that does this. Maybe, maybe not. But not too concerned about them. Worry about me and mine. So on that note, I'm out, peoples. Till next time. Hope you got, you know, hope you jot everything down. And, you know, hopefully your passport appointment will go smoothly. And until then, I will talk to you soon. Have a good night. Peace.